Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time for a little something we do every Monday, Murder Monday.
And the reason we do Murder Monday is to help out with Crime Stoppers and bring attention to them. You can anonymously give a tip to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Just call 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
What are we doing with Murder Monday today?
So today we are talking about Robert Durst. So Robert Durst was a real estate heir born in New York City in 1943. His dad was Seymour Durst, who grew up very wealthy from his father's wildly successful real estate business. And his mom was Bernice Seymour, who was a New York City socialite. Robert had two younger brothers and a younger sister. They lived in Scarsdale, New York, which has historically been one of the wealthiest towns in the United States. Robert was very well taken care of by all accounts, his nannies, his care at home, just financially, all of it just very well taken care of. But when Robert was 7 years old, his mom stepped out onto the roof of their house at night in her nightgown and was threatening to jump off. Robert claims that his dad brought him to the window she climbed out of and told him to wave goodbye to his mother and then took him back to bed. But Robert's younger brother Douglas says that story is an absurd lie that Robert tells to get sympathy, and that the reality was that the children were immediately taken straight to a neighbor's home while police and firefighters tried to control the situation. His mother ended up jumping from the roof, and a firefighter tried to save her but was unsuccessful, and she died by taking her life. Robert and his brother were taken to counseling, and it was in 1953 a psychiatrist suggested that there was no help for Robert due to personality decomposition and possibly even schizophrenia. Again, this was back in 1953, the 1950s, where psychiatry was not what it is today. People who knew Robert said that there was always a threat lying beneath his charm and that he was able to change his personality for whatever was needed in the moment. His siblings even reported that they didn't even enjoy playing with him when they were growing up. And he and his brother Douglas never got along and still don't till this day. Although his strange and odd personality, he ended up becoming very close friends with Susan Berman, the daughter of a Las Vegas mafia man who had died when she was a child mysteriously on an operating table. They met while they were both at UCLA, and Susan's mom had also passed away from a drug overdose when she was a child. So she had a very troubled life, which was why some people believe her and Robert were so close. Susan was paid out millions from the mafia because her dad, when she was in college. After Robert did not finish his degree at UCLA, he moved back to New York, and this was when he married Kathy McCormick in 1973. They at first had a great relationship and were so in love. That was until 1976, when Kathy found out she was pregnant and Robert forced her to go get an abortion because he didn't want children. That's when the relationship began to extremely suffer. Robert began to take his anger out physically against Kathy, even dragging her out of her parents' home by her hair on one account. Kathy confided in her sisters and close friends and said that if anything happened to her, to not let Robert get away with it. When we come back, we will talk about what happened to end Robert and Kathy's tumultuous relationship.
Wow, more Murder Monday in just one song.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Murder Monday happens every Monday here on Joe and McKenzie, and Liv is continuing this case.
Yes, so when we left off, Robert was being physically abusive to his wife, Kathy, and their relationship reached new lows. Kathy was just a few months from graduating medical school when she strangely disappeared. They found all of her belongings in the trash of their apartment and the trash of her and Robert's cottage home. Her friends and family knew she wouldn't have run away, but there wasn't enough evidence to prove anything. And Robert gave a large donation to the police station and said that he'd be grateful if they would just close the case and stop investigating. And that's exactly what happened back in the 1980s. Fast forward to the late 2000s, and investigators called Robert's old friend, Susan Berman, to get information about the death of Kathy, or the disappearance of Kathy. Susan called to tell Robert, and then 3 weeks later, Susan was mysteriously found murdered by a single gunshot wound to the back of her head. Whoever shot her knew her because there was no forced entry, which means she had to let the intruder in. She had to let her own murderer in, thinking that all was normal. With all of this happening, Robert Durst fled to Texas and started renting a run-down apartment in Galveston under a fake name. When people would speak to him, he would pretend to be mute. He wore a wig and a dress and pretended to be a woman, and this went on for weeks. While living in this apartment, he befriended a 70-year-old man named Morris Black, who lived across the hall. That was until Morris Black's dismembered body was washed up on shore. Robert says that one day he went home into his apartment, and Morris was sitting there with Robert's gun pointing it at him. The two men then got into a wrestling fight, fighting for the gun, when it accidentally shot Morris in the head. Robert got scared that no one would believe him that this happened. So instead of calling the police, he bought a saw and used his friend Morris's axe to chop up his body and put it in trash bags and then dump it that night into the Galveston Bay.
Oof.
The next day, the bags washed up on shore and was found by a teenage fisher. Robert was charged for the dismemberment, but was actually acquitted for the murder. They believed him. Now, if he had just laid low, he might still be living a free man. But he was approached by two producers from HBO who wanted to do a documentary on his life, and he said yes. He was being interviewed by them when he went up for the bathroom, not realizing his mic was still on. While he was in the restroom, he is heard talking to himself, and at one point is heard saying, "I'm having difficulty with the question. What the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course."
What?
This led to a first-degree murder warrant signed by a Los Angeles judge to be served for the murder of Susan Berman. Robert was arrested in March of 2015 in New Orleans, where he was registered under the name Everett Ward. So since then, he has been in jail, and a new trial has started for the murder of Susan Berman on February 18th, 2020. So literally just last week, He will be in 77 this April, so we'll keep an eye out on this trial, but hopefully his life of privilege stops here. All of his siblings and living family members believe that he killed all three people, and frankly, so do I. That's your Murder Monday.
Imagine being those producers, like...
Oh my gosh, I would be filled with fear and just call everything off right then and then hand it over to the police.
I just don't want to be around that energy. It's so crazy. Thank you, Liv. Murder Monday. All right, we're going to change things up a little bit. Talking about what you have them saved as in your phone. Someone has Chopsies saved as the one who I have in my phone is Sexy Baby. Going to talk about it coming up next.